You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Tonight, we have a CAGI member, also a listener to this program, who will be calling in as our special guest tonight. Right now, by popular demand, I've got to play this because I've had so many letters. Everybody wants to know what it is, who did it, and they want to hear it again. This is from a CD called Amazing Grace, the Pipes and Drums and Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. All of you want to go out and get this, I guess, so I'll say this one more time. Amazing Grace, the Pipes and Drums and Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. Well, there you have it, folks, in answer to all your many requests. Once again, we've played Amazing Grace, the Pipes and Drums and Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. And we certainly hope that you enjoy it as much as I do. I collect Amazing Grace. If you ever feel magnanimous and just want to send me a present, folks, don't go out and spend a lot of money and send me something. Just another cut or CD or tape of anyone singing or playing Amazing Grace would just make me tickle pink. I would be in seventh heaven. And the only reason I said that is I get letters. People say they want to do something to help, or they want to thank me for what I've done, and they want to send me something. Don't ever send me anything unless you want to make a donation to help purchase equipment or purchase any of the things that we have to offer, which helps us purchase equipment and keep the hour of the time going, helps us conduct research and travel and do our investigations, and all the many other things that we do. And that's it. If you want to get something personal for me, just another cut of Amazing Grace by somebody that I don't have would make me very happy. For those of you who were not listening last night or could not hear WWCR last night, WWCR was not jammed as so many of you thought. They had technical problems at the station. Nobody knew what happened until today. And today, this afternoon, actually. So we were all wondering, me included. But the hour of the time was still up on satellite, SpaceNet 3, channel 21, 5.8 audio. If you have a satellite dish, or if you know someone who has a satellite dish, you can receive the hour of the time crystal clear without all the shortwave static and all the other things that cause shortwave listening to be somewhat of a pain sometimes. And yes, it is jammed quite a bit during this hour for some strange reason. You can get us crystal clear by satellite, SpaceNet 3, Channel 7, SpaceNet 3, Channel 21, 5.8 audio. That's SpaceNet 3, Channel 21, 5.8 audio. If you do not know how to switch the audio on Channel 21, call whoever you bought your satellite system from, and they will be happy to coach you through it. It's not very difficult. Okay, we're also starting sometime this week. We were supposed to start a week ago last Monday on Radio 27 WSAP in Fort Lauderdale in southern Florida. And they had problems with their satellite equipment, picking the different networks and shows off the satellite to rebroadcast on WSAP. But from what I understand, they're supposed to be on the air either today or tomorrow or the first of next week. And it's a new kind of radio. It's the first of its kind in the nation. It's America's first radio station on television. And you can get it by tuning to Channel 6 on the following cable systems: Continental Cable, Coral Springs Cable, Jones Intercable, TCI Cable of Hollywood, TCI Cable of North Dade, Gulf Pacific Cable of Weston, Bonaventure, and Gold Coast Cable, Miami Beach. Now, after tuning to Channel 6 on cable, then press the SAP button on your TV or remote control, and you'll get WSAP. The hour of the time will be broadcast at 8 p.m. Florida time, prime time, Monday through Friday night. Or, if you don't have any of those cable systems, then you can connect a UHF loop antenna or an outside UHF antenna to the UHF antenna terminals of your television set, and then tune to UHF TV channel 27, then press the SAP button on your TV or remote control to get WSAP. That's Skinner Broadcasting, and let me give you the telephone number in case you would like to call them and find out just exactly when they're going to be up on the air and running. That's 305. That's the area code, 305-480-2727. That's 305-480-2727. Okay, now for those of you who did not receive the hour of the time last night, it was a pretty good show. We imparted some information that you need to know. So I would advise you to write for the new updated tape list, folks. We have a new updated tape list right up to, let me see, what is the date it goes up to? right up to August the 18th, 1993. And that's program number 163. And the old tape list, folks, please destroy them. The prices have changed, and the old tape list, we found out, was not numbered correctly. The new tape list is numbered correctly, and we've changed the prices. Now, if you've already sent in an order, these price lists, the new prices do not fit you. But those of you who send in orders from the new price list for CAGI members, it's now $6 postpaid. For non-CAGI members, it is $8 postpaid. For CAGI members who live in foreign countries, it's $8 postpaid, and non-CAGI members who live in foreign countries, they're $10 postpaid. We have the chief. We now have the cheapest radio tapes going of any of the radio talk shows, and we hope that you will take advantage of that. Let me see if this is our guest tonight. Alex, is that you?
Hello.
Hello, is that you, Alex?
Mr. Cooper.
Is this Alex?
No. Terry,
sorry, get off the line. People, please do not call in. We're not taking calls. We are waiting for our guests to call in, and I hope he doesn't get cold feet and back out. Last night, people were trying to call in and talk to me, and I was not taking calls, and as a result, our guest was not able to get through on this line. We have one line, 602-333-2174. When I'm not taking calls, please do not call in on that line, especially on nights when we're expecting to have a guest, because the guest will be using that line. If you're on that line, the guest will not be able to call through. And if that continues to happen, there's no point in being live. So we'll just send all the equipment back, and we'll go back to sending takes to WWCR. So please give us some cooperation on this, folks. It's important. Let me see. That's something else right off the bat I wanted to get out to you folks. And where is it? What do they do with it? Oh, here it is. I've got it. Okay. I'm going to be at the Self-Reliance Expo and Fair, 93, that's the wrong address. It's going to be at the Denver Coliseum. Denver, Colorado Coliseum, September 16th through the 19th, 1993. I'll be at booth number 64. That's the Denver Coliseum, September 16th through the 19th, 1993. I'll have booth number 64, and that is the Self-Reliance Expo and Fair. I will be one of the keynote speakers. I'll be speaking Thursday, September the 16th at 7 p.m. Also Friday, September the 17th at 11:30 a.m. Saturday, September the 18th, again in the evening at 8:30 p.m. So once again, that's the Self-Reliance Expo and Fair 93 in Denver, Colorado at the Denver Coliseum. I will have booth number 64. Stop by, shake hands, say hello, and we'll be able to talk personally together. And that's at the Denver Coliseum, September 16th through the 19th. I'll be speaking Thursday, September 16th, 7 p.m., Friday, September 17th, 11:30 a.m., Saturday, September 18th at 8:30 p.m. I will also be conducting, I believe, two workshops while I am there. My workshops will cost you some money, and they're about 6 hours in length. As always, CAGI members get a substantial discount just upon presenting their CAGI credentials, or the letter from me, signed by me with my personal stamp on it, the original letter, that is, not a copy, welcoming them to the CAGI membership. Well, Alex, you're supposed to be on the phone right now talking to me about the Disarmament Agency and the public law, which set into motion the disarmament of the American people in all the countries of the world, and the consolidation of the military might of the Soviet Union and the United States under the United Nations as the world police force. I hope you didn't get cold feet. I know if you've never been on talk radio before as a guest, it's kind of scary. First time I ever was on talk radio as a guest, I was petrified, ladies and gentlemen. And it can be very intimidating. So, Alex, if you're out there listening, come on, get it together. We're waiting. One quarter of the program is gone, my friend. While we're waiting, you've heard me tell you that what is coming is Hitler's dream of his dream of the future world. And just so you don't think that I'm making that up or that I'm the only one who thinks that, this is a book, The Fascist Moment, by Glenn N. Schramm. Modern Fascism, Liquidating the Judeo-Christian Worldview, by Jean Edward Vey Jr., St. Louis Concordia Publishing House. 187 pages, cost $15.95. I suggest you go out and read it. I'm going to give you the name of another book in a few minutes to read, but I'm going to read you this review of this book right here. In an essay on Nietzsche written in 1947, Thomas Mann spoke of the fascist epoch of the West in which we are living and, despite the military victory over fascism, shall continue to live for a long time. Jean Edward Veith, Jr., Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at Concordia University of Wisconsin in Mequon, Wisconsin, agrees with Mann. For, in his opinion, there are a striking number of parallels between fascism and contemporary intellectual life. Now listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. The only definition of fascism Veith offers is that of the historian and philosopher Ernst Nolte, who sees it as practical and violent resistance to transcendence. Now, the key depends upon your interpretation of the word transcendence. Simplifying slightly, we may say that by transcendence, Nolte means man's experience of God. But this definition is as applicable to communism as it is to fascism, and Veith fails to distinguish adequately between the latter and other ways of thinking. Moreover, it is sometimes unclear whether Veith is talking about fascism as a whole or just German National Socialism. Veith is especially concerned for the current intellectual movement known as postmodernism, with its relativism, its disparagement of humane values, its attempt to reduce all human creativity to questions of power relations, and its refusal to deal with questions of transcendence. On all these points, postmodernism parallels fascism. Veith does not consider postmodernists to be fascists, but he fears that they may be paving the way for the accession to power of a fascist regime in the United States. And this is what I've been warning you about for a long, long time. As a conservative Lutheran, Veith also sees parallels between contemporary theology and the German Christians who sought to reconcile Christianity with National Socialism. He writes this, quote, "Consider these recurring themes of modern theology, the relationship between culture and Christianity, a this-worldly focus versus otherworldly salvationism, subjective experience versus objective doctrine, biblical criticism versus biblical authority. The debates over these issues developed throughout the 19th century as fascist ideology was also taking form. In each case, the modernist positions on these issues were also the position taken by the German Christian movement, the privileging of culture, the politicalization of the gospel, the minimizing of doctrine, the criticism of biblical authority. Veith's book is valuable, but it would have been better if he had gone beyond the ideologies of fascism and contemporary intellectualism and looked at the underlying consciousness of those who espouse these beliefs. Had Veith done so, he would have had to come to terms with Eric Voegelin's work on Gnosticism. For Gnosticism pervaded the fascist and communist states, and it pervades contemporary Western society, including those parts whose views parallel fascism's. It is a more powerful concept than fascism, for it shows what is at the base of fascism and also of much other modern thought. Our problems are therefore greater than Veith realizes. Further evidence of this is the brief attention he pays to Thomas Mann's last great novel, Dr. Faustus. It is the tragedy of a man who can neither believe nor love, a composer who enters into a Faustian pact for the sake of his art. His philosophy and life are modeled on those of Nietzsche, his music on that of Arnold Schoenberg. Although Beith discusses Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Rites of Spring, as a paradigm for fascism, he fails to mention Schoenberg's transvaluation of musical values as a symbol of the same thing. In short, Beith does not press far enough in diagnosing the Western crisis, nor does he come right out and say that the only thing that can save the West from future totalitarian regimes is a renaissance of traditional religion among the intellectual elite. I find that extremely interesting, ladies and gentlemen. I want you all to go out and find this book and read it. This book will amaze you. In fact, it's liable to scare the pants off of you. Some of you, when you read this book, are going to run in your bedroom, jump into bed, and pull the covers over your head, and you may not come out again. The name of this book is The Nazis and the Occult by D. Sklar, spelled S-K-L-A-R. D. Sklar. The Nazis and the Occult by Dusty Sklar. Printed by Dorset Press, New York. Copyright 1977. Let me give you the ISBN number so that you can order it. The ISBN is 0-88029-412-4. To those of you who may have just begun to listen to the Hour of the Time, we have one rule. Number one, you never believe anything you hear on this show or any other show or in any book that you read or from anybody, not even your mother. And number two, you always have a pad of paper and a pencil or a pen by your side. Once more, ISBN 0-88029-412-4. Let's see if this is our guest. Is that you, Alex?
Hey, where are you from anyway?
Sorry, folks, we're not taking calls till I say we're taking calls. Make sure that you get this book and read it. What you're going to find as you read it starts before World War I and begins with the occult organizations in Germany. In particular, the Templars, the Thule Society, and others, including Freemasonry. It takes you through World War I and the period following World War I, just before Hitler's rise to power and then into World War II. And what you will notice is that the same conditions existed in Germany at that time that exist in the United States right this moment. There was a great movement expecting and believing in and hoping for a Messiah. For they believed that World War I was signaling the coming to pass of the prophecies in the book of Revelations. They were expecting Jesus Christ, a Messiah. And they got their Messiah, only his name was Hitler and not Jesus Christ, not the prophet Muhammad, not Maitreya, not any of these that everyone is expecting. The same kind of things were happening in Germany that are happening now. There was a great movement toward the occult, and the New Age really began during that time in Germany, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone was running around quoting the prophecies of Nostradamus, the prophecies in the book of Revelations. All of these things were being cast out. They were talking about contact with spirits and channeling people with other worlds, only then they weren't called channelers, they were called mediums. And all kinds of messages and things were being delivered to the people through these mediums. What happened is that National Socialism became the new religion, and Hitler became the Messiah. And we'd better be very careful in this country about what we believe and who we believe, because the same setup is occurring for us right this moment. Well, I guess our guest got cold feet, folks. So, I'm going to talk about a few things more here, and then we'll go into the commercial. And then we'll take some phone calls. I want to tell you about a few things that we've got here. My book, Behold a Pale Horse, folks, is 500 pages of the most suppressed information ever published in the history of the world. Now, if you don't believe that, and if you don't believe that books can be banned in the United States of America, go down to the major bookstores and try to find my book. Try to order it, even, and see what kind of problems that you face. My book was purchased. In fact, they purchased two copies. This is how important my book is. The Department of the Treasury of the United States of America purchased two copies of my book. Now, that should tell you something. It's a book that made history. It has been the underground bestseller since it's been published. And a new printing has to be made every 2 months, and this has continued since it's been published. It has never been advertised anywhere. It is not carried by any of the major bookstores, and yet is the best-selling underground book in the history of this country. It is spreading by word of mouth. My book is sold on the street corners in New York City, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't got a copy of it, you had better get a copy of it. I am not self-published. I don't publish the book. I don't set the price. Okay? Now, it puts all the pieces together for the first time. It names names. It tells you what organizations are involved in this and what to expect from the New World Order. It quotes laws. It documents everything in the book is documented. It has an extensive appendix. I was the one who disclosed the Army intelligence involvement with the Satanic Church in the United States of America through a Colonel Aquino, who is the head of the Temple of Set. I also disclosed that his military specialty is psychological operations, and his two top lieutenants are also Army intelligence officers, also with a specialty in psychological operations. Is that you, Alex? Hello? Goodbye, my friend. In fact, that takes care of that fellow. Okay, folks. Make sure that you send for our information packet. Send $1 and a self-addressed stamped number 10, that's a business size envelope, to William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. That's William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. If you ever need to fax anything to us, the fax line is the same as the call-in number. I'm going to give that to you now. For 23 hours out of every day, this number is used for faxing only. You will not get anybody on this line except a fax machine. The number is 602-333-2174. That's 602-333-2174. One more time, 602-333-2174. When we are on the air taking calls, that is the call-in number. So if you want to call in right after I get through doing this commercial, I guess our guest has reneged on us, and I understand. You're not used to being a guest on a talk show. Sometimes it's kind of scary. So we'll try to reschedule for another night because he has a lot of important things to say. Folks, now listen to me very carefully. Our economy is declining. It's getting worse all the time. The value of the dollar is shrinking. Now, if you don't believe that, go back every 5 years, all the way back to World War II, and you'll see that since World War II, every 5 years, right up to the present time, the value of the dollar has decreased. which means anyone who has had their money in paper assets after taxes and everything else that you can tack on to those things, you lose the value of what you accumulated. Now, there are some investments that have made quite a bit of money. But the only people who really make money on those investments are people who are really lucky, or who really do that for a living, are the people who control the rise and fall of those investments. The average investor is not even a player with these people. Now, our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, specializes non-confiscatable hard assets. The only thing throughout the history of the world that has proven time after time to keep their value, to maintain its value, no matter what the economy does. If you see gold go down, folks, it's because the paper value has come up. If you see gold increase, it's because the value of paper investments, paper money, has fallen. Now, you have to understand this ratio. People invest in gold and silver and other precious metals in their various forms for several reasons. One main reason for smart people is to protect the value of their assets, everything they've worked for very hard all their life. Some people play in this market to try to make a lot of money, and they play it with leveraged investments in which they do not take possession of the actual commodity. Now, I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm not telling you even what to do. What I'm telling you is if you care about protecting the value of your assets in the future years, while the New World Order is in the process of coming into its own, then call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it right now. Don't procrastinate. You see, by owning non-confiscatable, non-reportable gold and silver, you are independent of the control of the puppet masters. Ask yourself, if gold were so bad and stocks and bonds and CDs and IRAs were so great, why does the governments of the world hold them instead of gold? You see, they hold gold and they trade in gold and they pay off trade deficits and debts in gold. For they know that the paper money is worthless. Call Swiss America Trading today at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And get the newsletter called Your Right to Own Gold. Tell them that you listen to the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper. And stop being a sheeple led to the slaughter. And start doing something to protect yourself and your family's future. Call Swiss America Trading now at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. If you've already received material, call them back and get started today with your financial freedom. Folks, it's important. Okay? Now, remember, don't forget to ask for the free newsletter, Your Right to Own Gold.
Come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose. Come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose. So come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose. So come on, hey, baby, come on.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the Hour of the Time.
Yes, I was calling to make a comment about, you were talking about the New World Order, and I was remembering a documentary on NBC about a couple of years ago, how the Japanese had what was called the Mind Police before World War II.
That's correct. Can you speak a little louder and make sure that your phone is right in front of your mouth?
Yes, can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Right. I want to make a comment about how the Japanese had what was called the Mind Police before World War II.
That's correct.
They had a program to try to control their population.
That's right.
And what seems to be going on in this country is I have a feeling there's something about this new world order having to do with controlling people's minds using special frequencies. Have you heard of something like that before?
Population control, everything that happened post-World War II is happening now.
Right. Well, I seem to have a feeling that there are people that are being controlled around the world, at least in this country perhaps, with some type of transmitters that give out frequencies. Have you heard of something along
that? If you're talking about ELF,
I'm not too familiar with it, but it seems that there may have been implants that have been put in some people, maybe in large numbers.
We don't know that. We hear all those claims, but when we see people who claim that they have these implants, we take them down and have them x-rayed, and there's nothing there.
Okay, then how could...
If there are implants, we're going to find one, aren't we?
Well, that's true if the doctors are not controlled by...
I have a degree in photography. There's no way they can fool me with an x-ray.
Okay, then how would it be? Because I've seen some things where I live where I personally feel that there are some things going on where people can be affected by some type of broad-range frequencies or radar or some type of broadcast that people have technological capacity to broadcast out.
Well, you may be correct. We know that they've been experimenting with mind control and brainwashing procedures.
Right. Well, the reason I say this is because there are companies that sell things in California, acoustical psychological devices, they call them. They put headphones on, and people will feel different sensations, and they may be what you would call a subliminal effect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But why would anybody do that? Why would somebody buy a subliminal tape that says that underneath the music on this tape, is the subliminal suggestion that you're going to quit smoking? How do they know that that's what's under the music on that tape? How do they know that under the music of that tape isn't something like, you will accept the authority of the New World Order, you will not protest the destruction of the Constitution? How do they know what's really on those tapes?
Right. Well, this is what I'm getting at, is the fact that I think there are certain frequencies that can be used instead of subliminals that are on these tapes that can affect different nerves of the body.
That's entirely possible. However, I don't know.
I know
that they have protected certain mind control experiments to the point where they are operational.
Right.
Where they can affect people with what they call extra low frequency or ELF, or what's for short called ELF waves.
Right.
They can also direct a concentrated microbeam carrier wave at a person and transmit brainwave at the brainwave frequency of that person and do certain things with the brain. But all of this stuff you see is classified, and only small portions of it ever get out to the public. So we don't really know what they're capable of. I can tell you this, what I found to be general across the board with technology is whatever we perceive as the state of the art of technology in the civilian sector to us out here, in secret, they're at least 50 to 100 years ahead.
Well, this is what I'm wondering about, because I personally... Now, you've started to stutter, okay, and I've started to stutter, and I'm not maybe telling you the whole thing here, but I feel I've been affected sometimes by frequencies, okay, and I've had some transmissions, and I know it sounds peculiar, don't get nervous and think this is a little bit corny, but I personally feel that the government has the capacity to send out subliminal or some type of influences to people, okay, and I think this technology has also gone into the private sector. Okay, and I've had some personal experiences where I've heard...
Well, if it's in the private sector, how can they keep it secret?
Okay, well, the fact of the matter is, if it was a crime group that got a hold of the technology and wanted to use it for secret operations, then the crime group would use intimidation to keep their capacity secret, and that's, I feel, has happened. Because I've heard some, I hate to put it this way, but I've heard some voices. I'm not going to be shy about saying this, because I'll end up in a psychiatric ward as in communist Russia if I were to say that they were from the government. But to be honest with you, I have heard some voices, okay? And I don't know where I've got something, if I have something on me, but I feel that...
Well, we're willing to find out. If you want to go down and get some x-rays and have them...
I've had a physical. I've had my ears examined.
I'm talking about x-rays. I'm talking about x-rays or a CAT scan. If you have some kind of an implant, it will show up on x-rays or a CAT scan.
Okay, well, if I have a CAT scan, that's true. But I've seen x-rays of myself that are done, every 5 or so years. People have x-rays sometimes done of the head area. And it's hard to see with all the bone myself looking at the x-ray. that there's anything there. Now, I'm just saying if there are implants, and if the government succeeded in doing this on a large number of people, okay, or have emitters that give off emissions subliminal to a large number of people in an area, which I feel they do.
Well, you know what we're doing? We're talking about maybe and possibilities and all this kind of stuff.
Well,
we know that implants have been built. They have been perfected. They have been tested on animals. The pet implant
on that too, because it's just
program.
They can do that to racehorses and they use them as identification codes.
Right, but what we're interested on this program is talking about things that we know about. Yeah, factual.
Well, we
know that they have implants. We know they've perfected them with pets.
But
we
why
know
are
that
you starting to stutter? I'm having trouble with stuttering myself.
Well, I'm not stuttering, but you keep interrupting me all the time when I'm trying to say something.
I apologize for that. But to be totally honest, I've heard voices. I've heard some voices say, you're on a broadcast system. There is.
Sir, you've said that. We know that.
Right. And the fact is that they say that the millions of people can be affected, and there's a crime group that has talked to me and said, we've got our own system, and we can broadcast to you also, and we have computers that receive what you're saying, and they can read your mind.
If that's true, why didn't they use that on the Branch Davidians and make them walk out of the Mount Carmel complex?
Okay, the fact that the government may be doing things for their own purposes.
We can't talk like we. I'm sorry. I got to go to the next caller because you're talking about things that might be, and we want to talk about things that we know.
The fact is, I can't prove, I guess, what's going on with me. Okay, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
Lines are open, folks. If somebody else wants to call in and talk about either continue that conversation, but along lines that we can talk about, we know. And it doesn't do any good to keep repeating the same thing over and over again, folks, because it just takes up precious time. You're on the air with the Hour of the Time.
Is this William Cooper?
It is.
This is Phil from Linwood.
Hi, Phil. What can I do for you?
Well, you made a prediction that the stock market was going to crash in March. What happened?
No, I never made any such prediction at all.
Well, sure you did.
No, I did not. I have every tape of every lecture I've ever made. I don't know where you got it.
Back in December. Another thing, you said that you believe you feel a one-world government's all right as long as it's according to our Constitution.
No, that's not what I said.
Well, you made some statement to that extent.
No, you're not listening, my friend. What I said is this one-world government that's coming is being foisted upon us. We're being manipulated into it. We have no say about anything. There's no guarantee that individual rights will be protected as in our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Well, you know, I got news for you. There's no guarantee that our rights...
Good night. We don't need to talk to the stupid people, folks. If you've got a brain and you want to have a dialogue, call in. If you're stupid, we don't want to hear from you. If you're a sheeple, you have legitimate questions and you're beginning to wake up, we'll help you do that. If you're a real people, then maybe you can contribute to the program. Good evening. You're on the Hour of the Time.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, I appreciate your show. Listen to y'all, and we've got a lot of new people listening out there, too. I was wondering if you had any information or any knowledge of what's been going on in the banking system, where the Treasury is supposedly taking over the banks because of the 13th Amendment being upheld, and that the banks and their attorneys are operating as unregistered foreign agents and corporations.
No, I haven't heard that, as a matter of fact. How do you know that this is happening?
Well,
I hope it is.
I'm in touch with the receivers that supposedly are the receivers of a class action suit that's being spread around the country, and I was wondering, again, I thought you had probably the best information source of anybody I've ever heard.
Well, I know that there are people who are promoting this idea and trying to pursue it in the courts. But as far as I know, it has not been pursued in the courts. No court has ruled on it, and I don't believe that, according to my knowledge now, I could be wrong because, I don't know. I haven't heard that the Treasury is taking over any banks. In fact, I've heard that Lloyd Benson is making rumblings about resigning.
Well, I understand that Lloyd Benson's two undersecretaries resigned today, and that the UN was seeking funds to meet its payroll, and this was like Mainline News Network this morning,
uh-huh.
And that the when they pursued the funds in Japan, they said, we can't help you. When they pursued trying to get funds from England, they said, we won't help you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to the U.S., the Treasury Department said, we got troubles of our own, get away.
Boy, that'll be a first. If they're really doing that, that sure would make me and a lot of other people happy.
Oh, let me tell you, Bill, it would make me ecstatic because I work with the Liberty Foundation and believe in everything, you know, that Bill was promoting, and we've done the research and the due diligence, and it's exciting to be able to be right in the midst of all this. But we came to Colorado because we had heard that the court case that decided this went from district to Supreme Court, and it was in Denver.
Uh-huh.
We came out here and looked up all the preceding documents that were out in Fort Collins, and everything that led up to it was all, you know, right above board and right there in the public's eyes. But when it went to the Supreme Court for the decision to uphold the original suppressed 13th Amendment, I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. When they upheld that because of the damages that it had done to so many people, they put a seal and suppress on it and would not let the information get out. They put a gag order on it. And that's what the receivers of this class action suit are promoting. And what we've been seeing is FDIC seals scraped off the doors, and they're under the gold U.S. Treasury seal now. When you go into a bank and ask for a brochure that explains their the worthiness of, you know, to guarantee your account.
Mm-hmm.
And we're been getting reports from all over the country, Bill, and it's exciting.
Well, it's exciting if that's really the reason that they're doing it. It could be, you know, because the FDIC has been right on the brink of bankruptcy several times now. And it also could be that they've finally gone over the edge. You know, a lot of banks have failed, and the FDIC had to pay off insured accounts. And they're not a government agency. They are a private insurance corporation. Did you know that?
Man, I knew that.
Yeah.
Just like the Federal Reserve is a private-owned corporation.
That's right.
Well, what I would appreciate is if you would put your feelers out.
Oh, we'll get people on it tomorrow morning, first
thing. Okay, if I give you my number.
In fact, I know that there's some of our people out there listening right now who will start tonight because I know they're that kind of people.
Uh-huh. Well, I have no court case number, but I am going to be meeting with the receivers of the so-called settlement authorized by the Treasury Saturday morning. And I'll be back in touch with you at this number, either by fax. I'd rather do it by fax where, you know, it's more personal.
Sure.
Because I turned off my radio. I figured you got a delay, so I figure we're on the air now, right?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, boy.
Whole world is listening to you.
First time. But, man, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate your integrity.
Well, God bless you, and thank you.
And what I'll do is I'll fax you my number, and maybe you can get in touch with me personally.
Sure.
Okay?
Thank you.
We love you, Bill. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Okay, folks, the line once again is open, and you're on the air on the Hour of the Time. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I purchased your book at a major store called Barnes & Noble.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, they had a whole stock of them. They were going pretty fast.
Where was that at?
This is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
A southern state to boot. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I asked the lady about it, and they don't know why they have them there, but somehow or another.
I don't know either. Usually you go in a major bookstore and you ask for my book, and they tell you that it's out of print. They look through the computer, and they can't find it. And when you do find it, it's usually under some weird subject like astrology or something. They try to hide it.
Well, this is under current events.
Well, that's really good. Maybe some people are waking up and discovering what's really in that book instead of being afraid of it.
Right. The reason why I'm calling, I've been doing some investigation on the One World Systems.
Uh-huh.
And I got like a book called Every Man's United Nations that was published in the 40s.
That's right. A lot of them were published in the 40s. That was the heyday of the promise of the Golden Age and the New Utopia.
Right. And it's distressing, but I came to the conclusion we already have a one-world government.
That's absolutely correct. When Truman signed the United Nations Treaty and they passed into law UN Participation Act, for all intents and purposes, that threw the Constitution in the trash can, but they couldn't tell the American people that. They still can't. That's why this big push to get the guns out of our hands. That's why the disarmament agency was created. And that's what our guest was going to talk about tonight. So you could hear it from one of our listeners, a CAGI member, who listened to the broadcast on the disarmament law and went out and did his own research. And what he found was mountains and mountains of laws and legislation that has been passed that literally strips us of our right to keep and bear arms and admits in the bulk of the law that all nations and all peoples are going to be disarmed, and the military forces of what used to be the Soviet Union and what still is barely the United States will be combined as the United Nations police force.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's amazing that everything's connected, you know, like UNICEF and the social programs in the United States are connected directly to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just blows my mind.
Wait till you get into the occult side of it, my friend. Everybody looks around and says, how can they be planning all this? I mean, we don't see all these people meeting and doing all this. How does this happen?
Right.
It happens in secret, in the meetings, in your own town, in the lodges of the secret societies that you think are just existing for the good of the community. You know those guys you see in the parades riding around on those silly little cars dressed like clowns called Shriners?
Yeah, the Scottish Rite.
Boy, that's a great act. You know it? Makes you think that they're just as harmless as hell, and they're the ones who are bringing all this about.
Yeah. But I found it interesting on December 14th, 1946, that John D. Rockefeller Jr.
Mm-hmm.
purchased the land at 42nd and 48th Streets in Manhattan to put the United Nations Plaza.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. For years, you know, I've read Revelations, and I was thinking, well, there's going to be a one-world government someday. But I just came to the conclusion.
Even if you took the book of Revelations and hid it somewhere, there's still going to be a one-world government somewhere, because that's the natural progression of the evolution of mankind. What we have to do is, if it ever comes along, we have to make sure that individuals don't lose the protection of their God-given rights. That's what I'm fighting for. I'm not saying that we can't have a new world order or one world government. What I'm saying is this one that's coming, we're being manipulated into, therefore it has to be bad because they can't tell us the truth about it. And if they can't be truthful with us, then they're hiding something terrible that they know we would not accept.
That's true. Well, I don't want to take up too much time, but I enjoy your program and I enjoy your book. Are you going to update this book sometime?
Oh, I'm just about finished with a new book.
Okay.
I'm always working, I'm always growing, I'm always learning.
Yeah, there's so much one thing I found, there's so much information out there now.
That's right.
It's real hard to collect it. I mean, just about, I don't have a computer, but
everything worthwhile requires work.
Yeah. I do have a Federal Depository Library near where I live.
Oh, boy, you've got a gold mine there, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, my friend.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Lines open, folks. We'll take the next caller, and there they are. You're on the air with the Hour of the Time.
Oh, hi, William.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mark calling from Cleveland.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that we had Linda Thompson on 3WE here in Cleveland at the pretty big radio station. She was on for an hour.
That's great. You need to turn your TV or your radio down.
Oh, okay.
Folks, when you call in on the air, you got to make sure that your TV or radio is turned all the way down, because we get the feedback and that's not good.
Okay. We had Linda Thompson on for about an hour, and the show went so well, they invited her back for 2 hours on September 8th.
Wonderful.
And
she's quite a lady, isn't she?
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, from what I understand, she's a federal lawyer. She's a U.S. federal lawyer?
No, she's not a federal lawyer. She's just a lawyer.
Oh, just a lawyer.
And practices in federal court, which there aren't too many lawyers who are allowed to practice in federal court. And because of what she's doing, she's not going to be allowed to practice in federal court very much longer, I can assure you.
When are you going to come to the east side of the country?
Well, when somebody invites me.
Oh, really?
Nobody has invited me.
You,
I travel all over the place. Wherever I'm invited, I go.
Do you, um, um, are you, uh, a guest on any other radio talk shows? Would you be interested in getting on any?
I've been on hundreds of radio talk shows all across this country.
You have been on some?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I could give some of the talk show hosts this number.
You can give them this number to fax me.
To fax you?
Fax me, yes.
Oh, so they can fax on this number?
They can fax on this number, yes.
Okay. Well, I've read your book, and I'm looking around. I don't like what I see, but...
Isn't it amazing that you know, I never noticed Broncos ever in my life until I bought one, and then every other car I saw was a Bronco. It's amazing how when your eyes are open just a little bit and you begin to see how much you really begin to see. Isn't that true?
Well, I happen to be Catholic, and I'm starting to look at, you had a guest on talking about this meeting in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
That's just starting up this week sometime,
yeah,
through,
yep,
September 4th. And I'm really beginning to take a good hard look at what is going on in my church, what I see them teaching in the schools. And I can give you an example. And you go to a grade school and you see the kids always drawing a picture of the world now.
That's right.
Everything is a global picture.
That's why my daughter doesn't go to school. She's schooled at home. She's 3 years old. She can already read.
Yeah, well, you're very fortunate.
You know what? There's nothing fortunate about it. All these children have these minds that are just waiting there for somebody to teach them something, and they'll learn anything that you'll teach them.
Yeah. Well,
she's not exceptional, and neither am I. I don't want anybody to get that idea. It's just that we spend a lot of time with her, and we taught her to read.
Well, you know, and the other thing I noticed, like in church when we pray, there's things that we're praying for that are total bullshit. Like, before we speak about men, we speak about the trees or the earth. And we pray for the UN.
That's the occult, the worship of nature. That's the mystery religion getting into your church service.
And how could we possibly pray for the UN? Why can't we pray for the dismantlement of the UN?
Why don't we pray for this country? Why don't we pray for our Constitution and Bill of Rights? Because it's the only document in the world that ever set anyone free ever in the history of this world. And if we lose it, we're going to go right back to being owned by somebody or something. I've got to go right now. Thank you for calling. Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you. Everybody's out there waiting for some Messiah, just like the people were right after World War I, just prior to World War II. And if you're not careful, you're going to get a Messiah, only it's not going to be the one that you think it is. Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dave from Florida. I know you're off the air now, but I have something I'm interested in. The man earlier was talking about...
Pardon?
Are you getting noise on your end?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Hold on.
A man earlier,
hello,
caller, was talking about...
Hold on.
Yes.
Hello? Who's this? Oh, hi, Steve. Thanks. No. Yeah, somebody told me that some board went out or something.